Hello everyone, welcome to the Inside Show. This is your host Shreyas, along with Ashwin Goyal, who is currently a final year student at IIT Roper. Today's guest is very special as he comes from the first IIT Roper batch of 2008, and he went on to become a Vice President of Business at Tribe Hotels and is now doing a Georgia Tech MBA at USA. Help me in welcoming Puneet Puri. Hey Puneet, how are you these days?
Hey Shreyas, hey Ashwin, thanks for having me here. Really excited to be spending next hour with you guys. I've been pretty good. So currently, as you mentioned, I've shifted my base from India to US after spending about 9 years over there. So just getting back to school, really excited about that and looking forward to finishing school off pretty soon.
Right. So you're getting back to school after 10 years. How does that really feel?
Yeah, 9 years to be precise. It was pretty interesting experience. I think the pandemic brought about that mindset change, wherein I felt a need of just going as some might say refueling the engine, and wanting to go back into good old days of college life, wanting to experience that once more. So yeah.
Since you mentioned that. The pandemic was one factor which made you, you know, go for a higher education degree. Would just like to, you know, understand more. I would like to get your thought, understand your thought process. What was behind, you know, going for that? If you can elaborate more for going for that second degree, and even, you know, when we talk about a second degree, why not an executive MBA and why a regular MBA was, you know, your choice in the first place?
Also, I'd like to add, like, did you think about doing an MBA during the pandemic itself, or were you like already thinking about it when you were working as at Tribo?
You got it. I think the first thought of doing an MBA started when I was back in college during my undergrad days only, I think after my undergrad, I worked for a couple of years with Samsung, was in South Korea, came back to India, wanted to explore business side of things. And at that point, I was contemplating doing an MBA. But at that time, I got an excellent opportunity to work in a startup, Tribo Hotels, which was an early stage venture and still in an ideation stage. So and then over the next 6 years, worked with Tribo, helped it expand into different geographies, launching various teams and launching different new products with Tribo. I think the decision wasn't exactly pandemic related or pandemic linked. That seed would have been there since my undergrad days. What really happened during, let's say, the last 2 years or last couple of years was me trying to just understand and thinking what other avenues of growth I would have. I think one motto that I live by is learning is key. Every day it has to be a new learning opportunity for me, or every 6 months there is something that I should be learning or enhancing my skill sets on. At that time, I realized that I had spent enough time understanding the Indian ecosystem, startup ecosystem, having successfully launched Tribo Hotels from ground zero to a 250 million valuation venture, I thought, why not explore other geographies? The initial thought was, I was exploring taking different, let's say, roles outside country as well. But then I thought deeply about it, and then realized, why not go for another education and take that a year and a half just to go back refueling my engine in terms of learning new concepts, business knowledge, getting that exposure, and that's why I decided to come to US to pursue my MBA. I think what really triggered or what really helped me narrow down on Georgia Tech, I had offers from both Cornell as well, but why I wanted Georgia Tech was it was giving me a great opportunity to work in a startup incubator as well alongside, and the scholarship that they provided was too lucrative, and I thought it could and that's why here I am. Coming to your question, Ashwin, asking about why an executive MBA versus MBA. So I was looking at that as well. But I think what I really wanted to experience was a full-time exposure, especially if I was changing geographies. I think I wanted to be fully immersed in that culture. That's what really canceled off the executive MBA route for me, which would have been a part-time kind of a degree, wherein I think the big part of any education program is the peer network that you establish connection with. I learned a lot from my peers back in IIT Roper, and I'm continuing to do so, same in Georgia Tech as well. So, yeah.
So, like you said, every day should be a new learning opportunity. But this I can see like very much in you. For example, leaving a software role to pursue business. Now that is again starting from scratch. Again, in college days also, you co-founded Enactus, which is creating a business venture, like a non-profit business venture, but again, starting from scratch. After like 9 years of work experience, again, you're willing to go back to scratch and like start working like with a level playing field. Like there are definitely people younger than you, people as work experience, people as much as work experience as you have. And that's what I can see in you, like you're willing to go back to scratch. So like, were you always like this, or did you like kind of learn from others? Did you always have this knack of exploring things?
I think, you summed it up quite well, Shreyas. So I love problem solving, and specifically taking from X to 10X or X to 100X. I think that's the let's say sweet spot that I enjoy myself the most. It brings out the best in me. It is something that is going to challenge me and altogether solving new problems out there. I remember having discussions with a couple of my mentors back in Tribo as well, who used to tell me that the biggest challenge for us was to keep you excited by giving you new projects every 6 to 12 months. And that was a feedback chart that I got. And coming to coming to the point that you were mentioning, I think a lot of it was shaped by my journey at IIT Roper itself. I don't know how it would have turned out if I would have done it, let's say, in an established institute, say IIT Delhi or IIT Roorkee. Coming to my IIT Roper days, when we were the pioneering batch, we had to start everything from the scratch. I think that's something that brought in that hustle attitude in all of us, and more so in me. Establishing everything on our own, having that freedom to go out things of our own, and not really enjoying the comfort of, let's say, an established territory as well. And that was one of the biggest reason why I decided to shift from Samsung to Tribo. I had spent a couple of years in Samsung. I think at that time, software, and even today, software is the big craze. I had got an excellent opportunity to be in Korea, but wanted to just come back, explore the startup ecosystem, wanted to learn and get to the business side of things, which I don't regret. And I think I enjoyed that a lot. And it comes back to the same point. I think for me, my last 10 years or last 12 years, last 13 years have been all about learning something new. And coming back to why we started in Enactus back in college was also there were a couple of reasons, definitely. At the core of it, me, Anmol, and Arpit wanted to do something meaningful for college and yet have that entrepreneurship exposure. And that's when we landed on this opportunity, got to know about Enactus, discussed with the North India lead at that time, Ms. Shruti, had an excellent chat with her. She connected with us with the IIT Delhi Enactus team, who explored, who shared more in details. And that's when we decided to launch Enactus. And while launching Enactus, we started with a couple of different projects. It was that, it was that journey of solving that initial problem for these people that really excited me. And yeah.
Right. So I see that the IIT Roper days have been an integral part of, you know, the basic characteristics that you've shown in the last 13 years. And I think the Enactus experience was definitely, you know, one defining experience. Any other such experience, since I'm very sure that, you know, yourself being a part of the first batch must have had some very interesting experiences at IIT Roper, right? And yeah, maybe, you know, would like to delve deeper into some of those as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think that brings back some good old memories. I just had a small reunion a couple of weeks back with people here in US only. Met my undergrad friends. We were recalling our good old IIT days. And it wasn't as fancy as you guys currently sitting in your dorms rooms might be feeling. We've had days wherein the fields were flooded. I remember first year, obviously, was in IIT Delhi. Coming second year, I'm sure you would have heard those stories, and I'll be repeating those again. But we came back to literally nothing. The campus was still in shambles. It was coming up. The administration were doing all its efforts, but it was an old building. There was only a limited things that they could have done, which they did exceptionally well. And I remember at times the internet came up probably a week or 2 weeks later than we had started being in Roper campus. So our hostels did not have internet. The admin building definitely had it. The academic block had to go there for our assignments, etc. And then talking about just even the fields, I think there was some project going across and we did not have the blue line. We meaning the Roper district administration did not have the blue line for that building, which led to a pipe being bursted and for I think almost 2 weeks, no one knew where this burst had happened. So those were the days, and really excited to see where IIT Roper has come today, with almost I think it's like you were mentioning, Ashwin, it's in India's top 20 ranked institutes. So pretty awesome achievement. Really proud of all the work that the faculty, you guys, have been doing at IIT Roper.
One thing I'd also like to add is, like, me and Ashwin were part of Enactus for 2 years, and we really enjoyed it. So I think you are the guy to thank, and also Anmol Bhaiya and Arpit Bhaiya. Yeah. So we both enjoyed, like, the 2 years of working and building the entrepreneurial mindset as well. Also, Ashwin was, I think, the finance head of Enactus at one point also. So he was very much involved in at Enactus. Yeah, so that was a great experience.
Nice.
Coming
glad,
back.
Glad that you guys enjoyed and we could leave something meaningful for you guys.
Now, I think we are also going to nationals every year. And at one point, we also came sixth in India in Enactus IIT Roper. So that was a great milestone as well.
That's amazing. That really makes me even more proud. That was actually one of the visions to be in that nationals event, and glad to see it's just taken us not even 8 years to be in the top six teams in the countries. So really proud of you guys. Great stuff, guys. Hope soon we'll be in the top three, and even sooner we'll be at the first position.
I think it's definitely mainly because of the culture, because of having less seniors to mix with, we are creating much better bonds. For example, Ehsas Bhaiya, Vandit Bhaiya, these were also inactive seniors that we had. And because there were so many less seniors, we would interact with them a lot of the times. We would talk with them about the non-core culture at IIT Roper. And they greatly, like, enhanced the non-core culture here. So that is also one point I would like to add. But yeah, coming back to Tribo journey. Yeah.
Before that, I think you touched base quite an important point, and I'll share that even in my journey at Tribo, is talking about culture, how that really shapes, how it can really shape any organization. I think it's one of the inner or the invisible pillars to success of any organization, how you really have built that culture in, which really comes from that, from ground zero, and it has to be trickled down or up. And that really defines the success, in my opinion, and my journey that I have seen.
Yeah, so how did you get into Tribo? You were working at Samsung in Korea, then you get into Tribo, which in a matter of 6 to 7 years, you like got promoted really fast to the vice president of business. So there is definitely something crazy going on over there in the startup space, definitely. So how did you get into such a good startup?
So I remember at that point of time, coming back from Korea, I was looking at opportunities to get into explore the business side, do my MBA, as well as look at let's say going all together into nonprofits as well. I was exploring doing something with Teach for India as well. I was exploring a couple of business roles with Myntra, Flipkart as well at that point of time. And then there was also I had an admit from one of the IIMs as well, and then this Tribo opportunity also came by. I was introduced to Tribo by my cousin, who introduced me to Siddharth and Rahul, the founders of Tribo. Had a great interaction with them. Really loved their vision and really could see the passion of what they wanted to bring in terms of disrupting the Indian budget hospitality industry. Thought I could learn a lot from them. I did the pros and cons, valued that my on-hands experience of working in something as raw as Tribo, which at that stage was, I was the first employee at Tribo. So you could imagine, it was all to be built from scratch. So thought it would be just kind of having your own startup, which it turned out to be as well. And coming to my journey at Tribo, I think Siddharth, Rahul and Kadamji, the three co-founders at Tribo, they really trusted in all of their employees. And they really gave a platform for every employee to succeed. It was up to the person to really latch on to those opportunities and succeed for themselves, create those opportunities, and so.
Right. So I think you've spent about 6.5 years at Tribo, and during those 6 years, I think you must have stepped into a number of roles, right? So can you walk us through that journey? Maybe, about we see from your LinkedIn profile that you've stepped into about 7-8 roles or more than that. And, maybe if you can walk us through that journey.
Let me just walk you through the roles for a second. First, business manager.
My LinkedIn
isn't
updated. So.
Senior business development manager in 5 months, then associate director, then cluster head, then head of offline sales, then director of operation and business development, senior director, and then vice president of business. So it's very glamorous looking at that.
I think it's more to do with the mentors that I had and the excellent team that I worked with. I've got these opportunities. I think going back to the start of Tribo, I started out as an intern, and at that point, it's something similar to what you guys would be doing if you were to launch a new project altogether. What lied in front of us was the first step, which was getting in supply over there, and I remember that was my first project, which I think I again going back to my old IIT Roper days, the hustle approach that we had learned over there, I implemented that at Tribo as well, wherein we were initially just about to scout the hotels in the Bangalore vicinity, and there were 4 micro markets that we had labeled into. While traditional ways would have limited, let's say, for us to be doing primary research across internet or let's say looking across online directories, etc. What I did was, again, coming to that hustle approach, was just going out there in the market. I remember just hiring an auto taxi for a day because I think thinking in, let's say, traditional viewpoint, how before the invent of internet, how someone new to a region would be locating hotels or places to stay taxis, autos were the best source of, let's say, knowledge out there. Went hired that, who took me to some of these hotels who were great quality hotels, but even not listed even in 2015 on some of these websites. And we were able to sign two of those within the first three, within the first month itself. And that really was something. So that's just one approach that really helped me grow at Tribo. So yeah, I started with being a business development manager in Bangalore, went into an expansion role where my job profile was getting into new territory, setting up new regions, signing up hotels, bringing team up to speed over there, hiring team, mentoring them, ingraining that Tribo's DNA culture of customer first in them. And yeah, that was another role. Then I moved into a chief of staff kind of a role, which was doing various different projects that were of importance to the company. I remember working across with the customer experience team, how we established a proactive guest delight unit. So imagine a budget hotel trying to go all out of its way and coming up with proactive guest delight initiatives. So did those. Went into a territorial leadership role, heading the Delhi NCR cluster. At that time, back in 2016, we were really struggling in Delhi NCR. Our biggest competitor was based out from Delhi NCR. There were internal dynamics issues, team dynamics issues, and tried to solve those. Was successful in trying to turn around Delhi NCR region for us, which led to me giving different and new opportunities every now and then. So yeah.
So there was an interesting recommendation that I came across on your LinkedIn. So I'd like to quote: Puneet has an almost unmatched ensemble of qualities: a natural leader, self-starter, turnaround guy, analytical, deft at creating high-performance teams. Puneet is the complete package. So I can understand the later parts, but do you consider yourself as a natural leader?
That's an interesting question, Shreyas. And I don't know if I'm a natural leader or not, but I definitely am a strong believer. A leader is not someone who's designated. There have been times, and I'll go to the initial IIT Roper days. So back in 2008, I remember there was a house day function that needed to be organized, which was something that every hostel did it. And you would have senior academic leaders from IIT Delhi coming in, visiting and seeing that function across. And I remember our caretaker and our the caretaker professor, he had left something with the security guard and told some people to sign up. I think a lot of people had signed up for it. I remember seeing that the first day, and by 10th day, though people had signed up for it, there wasn't anyone who had taken that initiative out there just to go out and start build everything together. So they were all doing that part. So I just raised my hand, spoke with the caretaker and told, okay, I'll just organize, be that liaising person between you and the entire team up there, and did that. And I think, yeah, that's just one in sharing just one example. And the point over here is, I think leader is someone who would at the most difficult times raise his or her hand up, say, and make sure that he or she is being accounted for. Yeah, sharing a couple of examples. Even at Tribo, there have been various projects, and I've never shied away from taking up that initiative, being the, let's say, first one to experiment something altogether new in my region, in my territory, or being, let's say, even I remember being even, let's say, at a role of director. There was a project happening across in altogether different customer experience domain. And I was more than happy to just be part of that team, which was to be headed by probably, let's say, in a hierarchy point of view, someone junior to me, but with way much more experience in, let's say, product process management, which I just wanted to learn. So just sharing that insight out. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think was really insightful and, you know, brings forth some of your experiences and how those some basic qualities radiate out of, you know, your personality and examples to show the same. I think so since you mentioned your you know, one example from your stint as a director at Revo, would just like to understand more, you know, what does the role of a director or even a VP of business include? And we would like to understand more specifically on the VP part, because we don't know, if I were to put it this way, we don't know at all that what does a VP do, what does a VP of what are the responsibilities of a VP, and if you can shed some light on that.
Sure. So Ashwin, as a VP for business, my role was threefold: co-steering the strategic direction of the company, managing the P&Ls for North and South region at Revo, as well as leading and launching new products. So it was spread, being part of the senior leadership team. Obviously, it was steering the strategic direction of the company, which is deciding on what important let's say, directions we needed to take on ground, what actions we wanted to take along, agreeing it across. So the important aspect was let's say, a difference between being a VP or let's say being a head for a region. The biggest difference in my point of view was I just could not limit myself to my region. I had to think broadly for the success of the company, which could mean I taking some aspect which might hit, let's say, my region, not necessarily, but it would, if it's, let's say, overall good for the company, I would have to take, let's say, a hit on my individual performance. But in the long run, it would help the company. So thinking much more long-term is obviously the biggest aspect. Your role would be, let's say, it obviously, not using much math words, but you would obviously have to be, let's say, a room full of, let's say, other peers, other senior leaders, agreeing on what actions we should be taking, what is the betterment of for the company. That could be across technology, product, business, operations, finance, etc., anything and everything. That was one of the core responsibilities. And the second was obviously ensuring that everything runs smoothly across my own territories as well. And which was me, let's say, managing the P&Ls for my region, which was much more, let's say, ensuring the bridge between what we have agreed as the leadership group is communicated effectively and in an articulative way to the on-ground teams. And lastly, as a business leader, we also were responsible for always looking at opportunities in which Revo could grow. It could be looking at alternative revenue streams. It could have been, let's say, doing all together, launching different business units, amongst other things. So at Revo, we always did try to come up with new revenue streams, new, let's say, business units, launching all these items, such as we started leasing our own hotels. We even started a cloud kitchen. So, yeah.
I think now we can probably delve deeper into your MBA journey, right? I mean, that application process itself is, you know, looks like a very tedious one and a very long process. So, I mean, when did you decide? So you told us that, no, you thought that you need to, you know, learn more during the pandemic days. And if you can throw some light on that application process and what made you, finally go for Georgia Tech.
Got it. I think the way I would put it is, instead of learn more, explore more would be a better word, and look at more opportunities, look at not opportunities and more so in, let's say, obviously in a professional setup, but not directly just linked to taking up a job or other bits. It was just exploring altogether how, let's say, businesses are run in US versus India. There's a remarkable difference, and would be happy to chat about that as well sometime later, probably. But coming to my journey of applying, like I started in 2020, obviously pandemic put a halt to it. I had applied to a couple of colleges in Jan of 2020, got positive results, but wasn't sure because I wanted to do something in person and not be out there remotely. Did not join them. Was lucky to get the admits next year as well. The process is pretty interesting, and it's a journey in itself, I would say, Ashwin, Shreyas. It obviously starts with writing in your GMAT, then researching about the schools that you want to apply for, putting in efforts for your essays, which would be linked to going back in your times, trying to connect every dots to what your past has been, to what your future goals have been, are going to be, and then in that all while further researching on the school by speaking with alums, by speaking with current students, or with the admissions team. So it really was an interesting experience, gave me quite diverse viewpoints, speaking with different people, and going through this process. And then you go about submitting your applications in. I think what really is important is, let's say for people who would be looking to do an MBA from a USB school, is I think the first point you really need to be sure is what sort of school you really want to get into. Believe me, each school has its own unique strengths, unique, let's say, perspective. I'm talking about much more outside, let's say, landing in a job. I think all of you have been able to crack IITs, would have been successful in your careers as well. You would do well for yourself, and getting in a job would be easy for you guys, I'm sure. But outside job, what are the skill sets that you really are wanting to learn? Is it something socially you want to get, let's say, acclimatized to the culture in US? Is it just looking at, let's say, new learning opportunities, going the entrepreneurship path, etc. So you have to be sure of what you really want. And that's how you start shortlisting your colleges. The other aspect could be you looking, there's a vast cultural difference between the West Coast and East Coast as well, in terms of the overall experience in US as well. So which culture do you really want to experience over the next 2 years of your journey? Would be that. And I think, that would be my thoughts on if someone has decided to pursue his MBA. But a larger or a broader thought I would like to share across is you really need to be sure of whether you really want to do an MBA from a USB school or not. There obviously, as you know, the cost of education. I was lucky to get a scholarship in there, but it almost cost about $200K to do your MBA in US. So you really need to be sure of what sort of career you want to be going across to. Are these opportunities, let's say, what you want for your professional journey growth? Could you get it outside as well? Not doing an MBA. So you have to be really sure about that as well.
So you mentioned earlier that you started working with the startup incubator at Georgia Tech. Could you elaborate on that? And why did that influence your decision to come to Georgia Tech instead of like Chicago Booth and Cornell, as you said?
My previous experience, as you all know, has been towards technology entrepreneurship as well. And I think that's where my heart lies as well. In long run, I definitely want to be towards the tech entrepreneurship side of things. be in tech industry, probably working across in startup industries or doing something of my own. But coming to that point, I think Georgia Tech provided me with that opportunity to be in the startup ecosystem. I think Atlanta is one of the most upcoming cities in US, and the state of Georgia has really been pushing Atlanta to be the next destination for startup hubs after Silicon Valley. There are lots of companies moving in from SF to Atlanta as well. And even if we talk about well-established companies, Microsoft, Airbnb, likes of all these tech companies have recently opened up huge offices, even Google for that matter in Atlanta. So the opportunities with the Georgia Tech's in focus on innovation are there. And that's what I wanted to leverage at. And that's what the Creative Destruction Lab, the startup incubator, gave me that opportunity, wherein one of my roles was to look at all the promising young startups across the region who would be fit for our program, who we would like to have in our cohort of class of 2022. So it was largely, to sum it up, it was largely because of the focus of technology and entrepreneurship in the area.
Right. Just wanted to understand how you got a full scholarship. Was it merit-based or was it based on your GMAT score? Something specific in your applications which stood out to them and made you get this scholarship. Just wanted to understand that.
Got it. So Ashwin, I think the selection process or the way the admissions team works and selects candidate is considered to be a black box over here. While I wouldn't have, let's say, the exact know of how things work, but sharing from, let's say, my learnings or I can just speculate. What really they look out for is a person. They all are looking out for diverse set of people in their programs, and someone which has that. So this was a merit-based scholarship, which would mean they would have looked at my profile, wherein they would have seen the GMAT score, they would have seen the overall application, the recommendations, etc., coming in the whole application process, and that's how they would have decided to offer me this. And that is one way to go about it. Besides that, there are also some, let's say, financial need-based scholarships that are available, for which you have to write across an essay showcasing why you would be needing this. That's one. And at times, while this doesn't always work, and do not quote me on this, but you could always establish that, let's say, if you get an admit from a school, you can obviously speak with the admissions team, put forward your case that you would be needing, let's say, some sort of scholarship, and they'll try to see what can be done. So that's one area that's how you people can work across. And let's say if someone who's still keen on coming to US unfortunately doesn't get a merit-based scholarship, what they could also do is there are opportunities to being a research assistant or a teaching assistant with professors in universities. They can obviously apply for those. While it wouldn't be much of a needle mover, but it can take care of, let's say, your expenses staying across in the States.
Right.
So I think we've covered basically everything. We've learned a lot from this conversation as well, and about your career. In 9 years, you've grown so much, and now you're doing your MBA. So that getting that experience in just before starting our careers is just, I think, phenomenal. And thank you for just sharing this everything with us. One last thing that I would like to ask is, what is your one tip for all the juniors? Like, what one tip would you like to give that has changed you, impacted you, or maybe that could be a book recommendation, or maybe just one line that has motivated you, or you should live upon that?
Got it. So firstly, Ashwin, Shreyas, thanks for having me here. Really enjoyed speaking with you guys and sharing what insights I have. I think the last thing that I would like to say to you guys and your batchmates or people at IIT Roper currently is take risks. Don't be afraid to try new things. You don't know what really will click for you, what really you would like. And it's okay not to be clear on your passions and goals right now. Believe me, 99% of the people, they are not. Some might. That would be there. And exploring those passions or goals, you wouldn't be more clear until and unless you keep on trying new things. It's okay if something works, something doesn't work. It's just a checkbox against it that, okay, I know you put a cross against that thing, whatever be it, I definitely know I don't want to be a software developer or I definitely don't want to be a business analyst, whatever it is. So take risks. And secondly, I think whatever decisions you take, you would be having a long career ahead of you. What I will say is never look back with regret on any of your decisions. The decision that you have taken, stick to it, work hard. You guys are capable enough for changing businesses and creating impact. I'm sure a lot of you would do in future. And so, just stick to it, work hard. Some people are fortunate to get, let's say, success early on, some get it late on, but stay true to yourself, stay true to your roots, and continue towards the pursuit of excellence that all of you guys are capable of. And lastly, I think one thing that I would like to say is with all this said and done, just be humble. Don't forget where you are coming from, what the community has given to you. And rest.
Good luck. Very well said.
Rest. Good luck, and reach out to me if there's anything that you guys would want to speak about. If you think I could be of any help, don't feel free to reach out to me. Happy to connect and share anything that's there.
Yeah, thank you again, Puni, for being such a great guest and talking to us and taking time out of your MBA schedule. We had to do this in two parts, so you can already understand how busy Puneet's life is. So thank you again. Thank you for being a great guest. And it's awesome connecting with you, and we'll love to stay in contact with you again.
Definitely, Shreyas and Ashwin. Thanks again for having me here, and good luck to all you guys out there.